A new fire and paramedic station for Minnow Lake at an ideal location was greenlit by City Council during Tuesday's meeting. The decision followed a debate regarding what an ideal location should be, with Ward 11 Count. Bill LaDuke making an unsuccessful pitch for it to be in the Minnow Lake neighborhood. Specifically, he said it should be located south of the Kingsway. Fire and Paramedic Services Chief Joseph Nichols pushed back, arguing against hamstringing the new building to a specific location. I understand the feeling or sentiment that residents believe this is a Minnow Lake station and it's Minnow Lake station, he said. It is a station in a system of stations that responds all over the community. I would be concerned with not having an ideal location. A report by Operational Research in Health Limited noted that an ideal site for the Minnow Lake station would be 2 kilometers north of its current location, close to the junction of the Kingsway and Falconbridge Road. Minnow Lake Station is the only career station where the ideal site is a significant distance from the current station location, according to the report. Nichols clarified that staff haven't pinpointed an exact site yet, but that he wanted the flexibility to build the station on the most ideal property they're able to secure. Ward 9 Count. Deb McIntosh joined Ward 1 Count. Mark Signoretti in speaking against City Council dictating where emergency services stations should be located, arguing that professionals in the field are better equipped to determine the best locations to reduce response times across the network. Speaking in favor of LaDuke's motion to locate the new station in the Minnow Lake neighborhood, Ward 3 Count. Jerry Montpelier said, I will support the people of Minnow Lake, because it is definitely a Minnow Lake station. The only other elected official to support LaDuke's motion was Ward 7 Count. Natalie Labbe, meaning it was defeated 9-3. The motion to proceed with a new Minnow Lake station at an ideal location was supported by a vote of 11-2, with only Montpelier and Ward 2 Count. Michael Vignini voting no. The new Minnow Lake station is estimated to cost $8.4 million, which will be baked into the city's upcoming draft 2024-27 capital budgets. Tuesday's decisions regarding emergency services infrastructure was an extension of those that took place on June 27, when the city's elected officials voted to keep the Beaver Lake and Skeed Volunteer Fire Stations open. These decisions are part of broader sweeping changes proposed to affect the city's emergency services infrastructure, which are estimated to cost $124 million. In addition to building a new Minnow Lake station at an ideal location, City Council voted on Tuesday to renovate the Long Lake station to be used by both fire and paramedic services, with its cost baked into the 2024-27 capital budget. The total redevelopment cost is estimated at $8.9 million. Vignini was the only member of City Council to vote no. Renovate the Van Horn station to be used by both fire and paramedic services, with its cost baked included in the 2024-27 capital budget. The total redevelopment cost is estimated at $13.8 million. Vignini was the only member of City Council to vote no, after which he could be heard saying, I'm going to go out and drown myself in the hot tub right now. City Council also voted to defer various other proposed changes to emergency services infrastructure to capital budgets beyond 2027, including renovate Leon Street, New Sudbury, station, estimated to cost $7.44 million. Renovate Azilda Station, $4.8 million. Renovate Kelmsford Station, $11.8 million. Renovate Levick Station, $5.26 million. Renovate Capriel Station, $6.4 million. Once renovation to Capriel Fire Station is completed, relocate Capriel Paramedic Station, Young Street, into Capriel Fire Station and close Capriel Paramedic Station. Build new Wanapite, Coniston Station, $9.6 million. Once construction of the new Wanapite Station is completed, consolidate existing Wanapite and Coniston Stations into the new station location, and close the existing Wanapite and Coniston Stations. Build new Lively Station, $10.8 million. Once construction of the new Lively Station is completed, consolidate existing Waters, Lively, Copper Cliff stations into the new station location, and close the existing Waters, Lively, Copper Cliff stations. Although the city's elected officials have made several decisions regarding emergency services infrastructure, they will still need to be ratified during upcoming budget deliberations. A draft 2024-25 operations budget and 2024-27 capital budget will be tabled on November 15, and debated by city council members the following month. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.